Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. But before we start, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Jeff Eichheit, and he is with Bennett Thrasher, CPA firm here in Atlanta. Welcome, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Glenn.
Well, before we get too far into things, talk about Bennett Thrasher, mission, purpose, how you serving folks.
Yeah, thanks, Lee. Bennett Thrasher is a full-service accounting firm headquartered here in Atlanta, top 100 firm in the country. Purpose is to serve our clients.
And then how long have you been leading the firm?
I'm going into my fifth year as the managing partner. This year, we are actually celebrating our 40th anniversary.
So now, what's it like to take over leadership of a firm that's been around that long?
So it's been an interesting journey, I think. Business succession is important for all businesses, including sort of Bennett Thrasher. Our founders, Rick Bennett and Ken Thrasher, are still actively engaged with the firm, but really in more of an advisory capacity rather than in a client service capacity. And so helping this firm through that transition has been a very interesting journey.
So now, how do you kind of impart your vision and mesh it with the existing vision and culture that's already there?
Yeah, so culture, and particularly in, a small business, is, quite important, right? We're in a people business, so sort of attracting and retaining talent is an ongoing challenge. And a big part of the attraction of sort of Bennett Thrasher is the culture that we built over the last 40 years. And our culture is really very, very people-centric. It's all about sort of the notion of family. It's important to us that we take care of our families at home, but it's also important to us that we treat all of our associates as a broad family group.
So now, how has dealing with the pandemic impacted culture and kind of the way you guys have been doing business? I don't know if you prior to this that you had remote working to the extent that there is now, but how has that impacted Bennett Thrasher?
Yeah, that's a great question, Lee. I think nobody had remote working, to the extent that we have it now with COVID and dealing with sort of the pandemic. We were fortunate in terms of our technologies and our systems. I mean, we had our sort of disaster recovery plans in place for in case we had another snowmageddon or something like that. So the systems were in place, but we just never have had the strain on those systems that COVID has placed. So fortunately, we were able to continue to serve our clients and also to work well with one another. We use WebEx as a platform. You and I are on Zoom right now. We use Zoom, we use Microsoft Teams. So we have a lot of different methods to sort of collaborate and work together. And that seems to work well. But at the heart of your question really was around sort of culture and the impact on culture. And a big part of that is actually physically being with one another. And while we opened our offices back, I guess, on June 1st to allow people to sort of trickle back into the office and be with and see one another, people are still concerned for a variety of different reasons. And so on any given day, we probably have less than 10% of our 350 or so odd people actually come into the office. So the whole notion of social distancing is not a problem. But social distancing, I think, is a problem in terms of, keeping the culture together. And so I host weekly town hall sessions to keep our people informed and connected at some level. But it's a strain not being able to be together. And, we like one another. And so having to be apart continues to be a challenge for us.
Now, how I can understand how the challenge is just in managing that number of people that are existing part of the team. But I think the challenge gets even harder when it's onboarding new people and recruiting new employees to the team and getting them kind of immersed in a culture that they may not be getting the full experience as if somebody had joined the team, you know, last year. How do you do that?
It is very much a challenge, you know, and similarly, we have intern programs for college students. We use it as a recruiting tool, but also a tool to help them along in their careers. And that's a challenge as well. But we have muddled through it. People physically have to come into the office in order to get sort of the hardware. But in terms of sort of onboarding and training, we do that using sort of the technology tools that I mentioned. But again, one of the long-term worries that I have, frankly, is, keeping the culture together, because it is all about sort of the training and development and bringing people along. And that is very, very difficult in sort of a remote environment where you're not literally, shoulder to shoulder, with people in a room, teaching them at the end of the day, and showing them how to do what they need to do in order to be successful sort of at their jobs. Our existing complement of folks, I worry about, and they know one another already, and they sort of know the drill and the program and our client service orientation and whatnot. But to your point, bringing people along and onboarding them and teaching them those skills and our approach to doing business is sort of very, very difficult. And that's why we encourage, and I encourage each week on these town hall meetings, the communication amongst our folks. So, our leadership group and leadership is throughout the organization. They've got to be reaching out to their teams literally on a daily basis to, one, check in on them from a personal perspective, but also to continue to sort of bring them along and make sure the work is getting done and that they're being continue to be trained up.
Yeah, the reason I'm asking is I get the benefit from talking to a lot of leaders in businesses around different industries around the country and here locally. And I'm just curious on how they're able to kind of recreate some of that learning that happens by osmosis, the accidental collisions, the looking over someone's shoulder or grabbing them and pulling them into a meeting. And when you don't have that kind of close quarters where you're able to do that, how do you kind of put intentionality behind that and bring people along? That's the part I think everybody's trying to figure out.
I think you used the key word there, Lee. You have to be very, very intentional in your approach there and bring people along. And it's sort of interesting, a big part of any business, right, is marketing and sales, business development. And actually that in a personal service business, that's very difficult, where it's very difficult to be, physically present with someone. But as I say, the technology works, particularly amongst the technology community, but it also enables us to bring our junior people into that process. It's much easier to add a junior person to a WebEx meeting or a Zoom meeting than it is to physically take them sort of out of their seat and, downtown for lunch or something like that, right? And so they are, as we are being intentional about it, they are being included in more and more meetings because it's much easier.
So now, because of the pandemic, are there anything like we should be learning about from an accounting standpoint of how how this is going to affect people's businesses and they're dealing with their accountant and some things they can be getting ready and preparing their accountant for in order to serve them better?
Yeah, well, obviously the pandemic has stressed all businesses in one way or another, some in a very positive way and some obviously in a very, very negative way. There's been much in the news over the last several months, right, about PPP at the end of the day and the loan forgiveness program that exists. I think everybody that qualified for loans, applied for and ultimately received loans, and now we're starting into kind of the forgiveness phase. as SBA continues to issue guidance as to what that looks like. And banks are trying to figure out what they need to do in order to, you know, further that program. So I think it is important for all the business owners out there, businesses, to be communicating sort of with their accountants as to how they can help get together the information that is going to be required in order to ultimately receive forgiveness with respect to sort of those loans. We're also approaching sort of the end of the calendar year, and most taxpayers are on a calendar year basis. And so now is really the time, you know, for businesses to be talking to their CPAs around sort of the year-end tax planning, what kinds of things can be done between now and the end of the year in order to mitigate the income tax burden for the calendar year.
Now, for your firm and the growth of your firm, are there certain industries in which you kind of have a sweet spot in, or are you kind of industry agnostic?
Well, in general, I'd say we're industry agnostic in terms of our expertise. When I look at sort of the industry verticals where we are sort of deepest as an Atlanta headquartered firm, we mirror the Atlanta economy to some extent. So, you know, real estate, construction, manufacturing, technology, personal services, you know, those industries are really sort of our sweet spot. But, you know, we literally have clients in pretty much every industry and pretty well every geography around the world.
So now that your firm is, like you said, 90%, I guess, remote, 10% using the offices, has your kind of growth plan been altered? Are there things that you're doing now, obviously, from a marketing standpoint that you had maybe on the back burner that's now the front burner because of the situation?
I think in this environment, digital marketing is important for firms. Sort of website, web content, thought leadership, hosting webinars, keeping people informed about opportunities is probably very important. You know, our growth has been really, really strong, particularly over the last 15 years with double-digit organic growth, which is probably twice the industry norm. I do have a little bit of a concern about calendar year 21 in that regard, just because I don't think we've really seen the full impact of the pandemic on sort of businesses yet. I think there's been so much stimulus that it's sort of masked perhaps some of the underlying problems. And as that stimulus expires, unless we have more stimulus, that there's going to be a fairly significant impact in sort of calendar year 2021. And, you know, if our clients are hurting, that does not really bode well for us. It's our job to help our clients, but, you know, they have to be able to afford to pay us to help them too. And so that's a little bit of a concern.
Now, when you're working with a client during these times, have you ramped up more virtual meetings, or is it the kind of the same business as usual? They contact you whenever the normal rhythm is?
No, very, very much. I think just as I was describing earlier, that it's important for, you know, our people to be talking and communicating amongst themselves. It's really important, and I very much emphasize that we've got to be talking to our clients as well. And many of our clients have had their offices shut down and are still shut down. And so that's very much happening using our technology tools, you know, from reaching out and having a traditional, you know, phone call to, you know, the Zoom and WebEx and Teams and other kind of meetings. But yeah, frequent communication is really, really important. I mean, it's our job to hold our clients' hands, and you can't do that if we're not, you know, talking with one another.
So now, do you see any silver lining to this? Is there anything that you're going to be able, that you were forced to maybe adapt to because of the crisis, that you're going to say, you know what, this is a good thing. I think that this is going to help us and we'll be able to implement this down the road?
Yeah, so I think forcing us to use the technologies has been a learning experience. And I think, you know, I continually survey our associates as to what's working and what's not working. And believe it or not, our people actually enjoy working remotely and having the flexibility in terms of the hours that they spend on the job. And so I think sort of, you know, there's been a seismic change in the way that we are going to do business going forward. And that substantially all, I'd say probably 80% of our people have said that on a go-forward basis, on a sort of post-pandemic basis, they would like to work remotely multiple days a week and not, you know, be forced to commute into the office each and every day. Not that people were ever forced before, but that was the norm, right? And so I think there's been a change in that way, and that we'll find new and better ways to use technologies and create more flexibility in our associates' lives and that kind of work-life balance.
So now the unintended consequences, or some, one of them from doing that, is that now your talent pool can expand if you so choose, right? That now you can get talent anywhere in Georgia that where the commute is less relevant. Do you think that that's going to come into play?
Very much so. And, you know, fortunately, being headquartered here in Atlanta, we have access to a very deep talent pool. But to your point, I mean, we have employees, full-time employees that are physically resident in South Florida, in Virginia, in California, in New York, and because they had a particular expertise that was helpful to us and they're good people. But I can see us adding people in other geographies as well. As a result, and continuing to expand our horizons that way, because this remote work is working so well for us.
And then that, once that domino falls, then all of a sudden there can be kind of a sales push in those markets as well, and expanding the footprint of the firm.
Very much so. Very much so.
So, do you think that that's going to happen throughout, you know, kind of these service businesses that have, you know, maybe started out locally, but because of this, this is now kind of maybe opened their mind, and then this becomes more comfortable for the leadership to say, okay, let's let people be remotely. Once that happens, now they can be anywhere. And now when they're anywhere, now they can help kind of market our firm in those markets that they're in.
I think you're correct about that, Lee. I mean, it's sort of interesting that people historically, have chosen to work with sort of local professional advisors. Having said that, I did, and it is true that we literally have clients all over the world, but I have lost engagements where in Cincinnati, you know, I want to be able to walk down the street and have lunch with my CPA, and you're in Atlanta, and therefore I'm going to choose somebody local. I think as our clients' mindsets change a little bit in terms of how they are used to and want to deal with people and get comfortable using our technologies, that, you know, that will create opportunities for us.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for sharing your story, and congratulations on the growth and the good work you're doing here for the Atlanta community.
Well, I very much appreciate being with you, Lee.
And if somebody wanted to learn more, have a more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team, what's the website?
www.btcpa.net.
Good stuff, Jeff. Thank you again for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.